So you signed 3 leases with him?
That's correct.
Then you must have been very happy with them as tenants.
At times.
This landlord says he lost out.
Is this the way they left the house?
Yes.
Pretty good to me.
Well, basically, Your Honor.
Not basically.
Now, is he at a loss for words?
I basically believe that they lied to me and it was a big fraud. And basically, then they turned on me at the last minute. They basically broke the lease and basically...
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Whitney Turnbull and her boyfriend, Samuel Robles, are suing their former landlord, Fred Kaczmarek, for the return of their security deposit.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 536 on the calendar in the matter of Robles Turnbull versus Kaczmarek.
A little stuck there.
Oh, okay. You all right?
Thank you, yes.
All right. Why has it been sworn in, Judge? You may be seated. Have a seat, Joe.
Your last name is?
Turnbull.
You rented property, his property.
That's correct.
In what year did you rent it?
We began renting from him in 2011.
When in 2011?
We originally moved in May of 2011.
Did you sign a one-year lease?
We did in October of 2011.
And then you signed another one-year lease?
That's correct.
2012?
Mm-hmm.
Did you sign another one-year lease?
Yes.
So you signed 3 leases with him?
That's correct.
Well, that's nice. Then you must have been very happy with them as tenants.
At times, I was happy.
Well, if you're not happy with them, then you don't sign a lease with them. You're under no obligation to rent them your property, so I assumed that they paid rent on time and you were otherwise satisfied with them. This is what this case is about. They want their security deposit back after they moved out of the house. Their security deposit is $1,650. You say they damaged the house. Not only won't you give them their security deposit back, but you said it cost you $800 and some odd in addition to the security deposit to repair the damage that they have done to the house. That's the case. Very simple, burdens on you. They are deemed to be entitled to their security deposit back by me. So you have to show me why you're not giving it back to them.
Well, basically, Your Honor.
Not basically. I don't want you to tell me basically. I want you to take out a picture and show me from a picture why they're not entitled to their security deposit back.
I approach the bench?
No. That's what Officer Byrd is. He is here to protect me.
These are some of the damages. This is the original first page, and these are some of the damages. Just some, not all.
Is this the way they left the house?
This is after it was clean, but the damages to the wall. This was after the maid came through.
Just a second. This is after they left?
Yes.
Pretty good to me.
Your Honor, that was after we had
a... Don't speak. When you're sitting down here, I'm not talking to you. You don't shout out. You do that at the beach.
There was damages from their dog to the drywall. They attempted to repair some of the damages, but the individuals that they brought in to repair the damages weren't professional carpenters. They didn't do the right job.
Okay.
So many things
have
to be...
Just a second. The only thing so far I'm looking at, and I haven't looked at everything yet, is your dog chew the corner of a cabinet.
No. There was no such damage to any cabinets by the dog.
Here. Just take a look.
I've never seen that. This cabinet that is in this photo isn't even close enough to the ground for a dog to chew this.
No, I'm talking about the one on the bottom.
No, I don't even recognize this.
Your Honor, that is on the ground. That's a heater in the house, which is about 6 inches from the ground.
You know what he's talking about, a heater?
There's a heater in the hallway. They lived there 3 years. I would think they would know that.
Any damages caused by the dog had already been discussed and repaired.
The last picture I just brought.
I'm
sorry.
Tell me what damage there was.
So before we signed our lease in October of 2013, our landlord had requested that some of the damages that were caused by the dog to be repaired. Those damages had been discussed and taken care of in the month of October.
Show me.
Give me 1 minute while I grab these. So here's pictures of before and after damages.
Text messages
here, and also
as well, acknowledging the damages.
He acknowledges that it looks good. We also have a check from the carpenter.
And this was in October of 2013.
That's correct. And that was when we signed a new lease. It was a condition of signing our new lease that the damages were to be repaired.
He were to do repair on his part as far as painting, and we were supposed to do certain things on our part as well as far as
the
damages,
which were completed for the new lease.
What they're telling me, Mr. Kaczmarek, is that they signed a lease in October of 2013 with you, and you signed it. And as a condition precedent to their signing the lease, the three of you got together, went through the house, and saw damage in the house. And before you agreed to re-let them the property, they had to perform certain work in the house, to which they have furnished me not only photographs, but text messages indicating from you, nice, looks good.
Well,
Judge, listen to what I'm saying to you, Mr. Kaczmarek. That's what they say. So these are my questions to you, sir.
Yes.
Did you have a walkthrough in October of 2013 with them and indicate to them what items you wanted repaired prior to you agreeing to a new one-year lease?
No, that's not the way it
went. Then would you explain to me why you would think that they would do certain repairs in October prior to signing the lease if that wasn't something that was discussed?
Basically, I think they were...
I don't want to hear basically. I want you to answer my question.
The two of them, I think, are a fraud, honestly, Your Honor.
Listen to me. That's my question.
Okay. When we went in to look at the property
in
October
month?
Before they signed the new lease, there was damages from a dog biting the baseboards. There was damages to the doors that had holes in them from roommates coming in that had punched...
Just a second. Okay. There was damage.
There was damage.
And what did you say to them, and what did they say to you?
I said I would like them to fix that, those damages.
And what did they say?
They said they would try to fix them.
And that was before the lease was signed?
Before the lease was signed.
Yes.
I don't think it was before the lease was signed.
Oh, yes, it was. Because there was absolutely no reason, Mr. Kaczmarek, for them to fix this damage that you complained of after the lease was signed, only before. As a condition precedent to them signing the lease.
No, the damages had been there for some time.
I understand that.
And I wanted it to be fixed up.
That's correct.
And they kept telling me that they would fix it, but they hadn't. But it wasn't a term. I have actual documentation that they were gonna move out, and at the last minute, they changed their mind. I have a text message from Ms. Turnbull basically stating that she would like to come back to the property because the property that they were trying to get into didn't work out. And so they wanted last minute to re-sign the lease in October. So basically, I had originally thought that they were moving out. I didn't even think they were going to be there. They basically said they wanted to move somewhere else. So I was just trying to get the property cleaned up and working with them and being more than fair to get the property to where it needed to be. And basically, then they turned on me at the last minute. They basically broke the lease in November, the October 2013 lease, and basically claimed that was due to domestic violence.
Listen to me. I don't need all the baloney. What I'm telling you is, this house doesn't look like it's in bad shape after being leased by people for 3.5 years, and they're not going to give you back a spanking new house. They're going to get their security deposit back because that's reasonable and that's fair. And it doesn't make sense to me that they would go through, if they were planning to scam you, which is what you're suggesting, they would go through any trouble whatsoever to repair anything in the house in October. Put your hand down. I'm not talking to you. Just doesn't make sense to me. Have you been able to re-rent the house?
Yes, I had to find a tenant. Great. And they broke the lease.
Just a second. You let them out of the lease.
I did
not. Yes, you did. You acknowledged that you
worked with them.
You let them out of the lease.
Because there was domestic violence. Then Ms. Turnbull claimed there was domestic violence and drug use.
You let them out of the lease. They didn't just walk away. They had your permission. They had your permission. And according to you, that had been their plan.
I would like to see where they put that, where my permission was. They never even clarified when they were moving out in writing.
You say it. You say it in your answer. You say that you got scammed in your answer because one claimed that there was domestic violence and then
found...
I'm speaking.
Can I?
I'm speaking. We're not here about that, Mr. Kaczmarek. We are here because they want their security deposit back. And I'm looking at pictures that you bring me. And I'm looking at stuff that they did in October when they signed the lease. And I'm saying to myself, that doesn't make sense. What makes sense to me is you're annoyed that you think that something happened in October right after they signed their lease. There was some sort of a disagreement. That's what you say. And then you think that they flim-flammed you into letting them out of the lease because they wanted to go someplace else. That's pretty much what you say in the answer. You got flim-flammed.
I did get flim-flammed, for sure.
You got flim-flammed into letting them out of their lease. And you're annoyed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and later today.
Did you, by the way, have a conversation with her as to why you weren't purchasing the horse?
Yes.
And you told her what the vet said?
Yes.
All right, so she already had a clue.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Whitney Turnbull and Samuel Robles say former landlord Fred Kaczmarek refuses to return their security deposit. The defendant is countersuing for property damage.
Sir, you got flim-flammed out of letting them out of their lease, so you didn't give them their security deposit back.
I'm flim-flammed because I basically believe that they lied to me and it was a big fraud. It was all premonition on their part.
They get their security deposit back, Mr. Kaczmarek.
Right.
They live in your property 3.5 years. You're not entitled to your property back in pristine condition, just in reasonable condition.
And
put your hand down.
The deposit's not $1,600.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,650. Counterclaims dismissed. Thank you very much.
They paid a significant amount of money towards rent every month, on time every month, and they're trying to wheel and deal us out of wear and tear.
I was flim-flam.
We had done, you know, always paid our rent on time and been very good tenants, took very good care of this house.
You know everything up front and, you know, basically just stand my ground.
We got along really well, but as soon as we decided to get out of lease early, that's when he got flim-flammed and everything turned sideways on us.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Harrell versus Halsey. Step forward.
Lori Harrell and her daughter Jessica Hickman are suing LaDonna Halsey for selling them an injured horse. LaDonna claims the horse was healthy when the plaintiffs bought it.
Who's going to speak for you?
I will.
Okay, your first name is?
Jessica.
And this is your?
Mother.
Jessica, you and your mom bought a horse from Miss Halsey, a 10-year-old horse, I gather, from the...
12.
12-year-old horse, I gather, from the complaint, and it was purchased, actually, for you to ride. It was purchased on what date?
March 3rd.
And on what date had you seen the horse?
March 3rd.
So you bought it the day that you saw it?
Correct.
Is this your first horse?
No.
How many have you had?
I have my own personal horse. I bought in early February of this year, and a few years back, we had horses.
So you and your mother have two horses?
Well, yes, one is mine, and she was looking for one to purchase for herself, and she asked me to help her find one.
So this horse that was purchased from Miss Halsey was really for your mother?
Yes.
You have a ranch?
No, I have a keep my horses at a stables.
When did you purchase this particular horse?
I purchased him approximately May of 2013.
From whom?
From an individual off Craigslist.
Where?
At Attachby, California.
And what did you purchase him for?
Just as a pleasure horse.
How many pleasure horses do you have?
At the time I purchased him, I believe I had three.
How long had you had the other three?
I've had them probably less than a year, and the other one probably less than 6 months.
Okay. This is your lawsuit. You claim that she sold you a lame horse.
Yes.
You want your money back. She says you don't get your money back. You looked at the horse. You rode the horse.
Yes.
On March 3rd.
I did.
Who rode the horse?
I did.
Have any trouble with it when you rode it?
He was okay. All I did was
walk. Just a sec. That's my question. You rode the horse. How far did you ride the horse?
I rode him in a round pen.
For how long?
Roughly 10 minutes. She said that she had to be somewhere, so
okay.
We didn't have much time.
Fine, so you rode him in the round pen?
Yes.
And you've purchased horses before?
Yes.
When you've purchased horses before, have you had them vet checked?
No, never.
You know that that's a possibility, because after reading your complaint, I gather one of your witnesses here went to look at this particular horse. This horse have a name?
Jesse.
Which one of you went to purchase a horse before? Would you stand up, please? Your last name is?
Hahnemann.
Ms. Hahnemann, when did you go to purchase this horse?
It was in January.
Did you get the information about the horse from a breeder, from Craigslist?
No, actually, we stable at the same stables, and she had an advertisement on the front of the stall.
Did you know each other?
No.
Now, when you went to look at the horse in early January, did you like him?
Yeah, he has a nice disposition.
So what did you do?
Actually, I rode him for a little bit on the Sunday.
You rode him for a little bit in January?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Where did you ride him?
Just out in the arena area.
Seem okay?
He seemed a little light to me on the front.
Light?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
He wasn't really moving forward as much as I anticipated, based on the fact that she was advertising him as a pleasure horse that had also done dressage. And I have a background in dressage also.
What is that?
It's kind of, in layman terms, it's fancy moves on the ground.
Fancy moves?
Fancy moves on the ground, yeah.
Okay. But despite the fact that it appeared a little light on the fee, mm-hmm. you were still interested?
Absolutely. I mean, it can be anything. So I arranged for a vet check.
Did you discuss that with the defendant?
Absolutely. They met
us there. So you said, I'd like to have my vet check at the horse.
Absolutely.
And she said, okay.
Yes.
And you did?
Yes.
Did you get a report from the vet?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Moments ago, you told me you had three other horses the time that you purchased Jesse. Jesse made the fourth horse. Beautiful knot, memory, good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lori Harrell and her daughter Jessica Hickman are LaDonna Halsey of selling them an injured horse. LaDonna's countersuing for vet expenses, stable fees, and harassment.
Okay, so this is a vet that specializes in large animal medicine.
Absolutely.
And on this invoice, it says pre-purchase exam, $150. Lame left foot / right foot, poor confirmation.
Correct.
As a result of having the vet check the horse, did you purchase the horse?
No.
Thank you. Sit down. That's what you do when you purchase an animal, especially if you have experience. If you purchase an animal, I could purchase a used car. Purchasing a three-year-old horse, she's selling it. She might have information that this horse has problems. You rode the horse, had a problem with it. When you got it home, days later, she was smart enough to have the horse vet checked, unless you have a contract that says...
She guaranteed he was sound.
Show me the guarantee in writing. She can't guarantee anything, right? You know, somebody sells you an old used car, and they say, I guarantee you're going to have years of pleasure from this car. And it blows up 24 hours later. What happens? I mean, in the law, it says, you know, let the buyer beware. If you want certain things in a written contract, you put it in. And if you're buying a horse, and especially for people who are experienced horse people, you know that you have the ability to have a pre-purchase examination, which she readily would have agreed to because she agreed to it this time. Now you have this horse.
Yes.
What do you think you're going to do with it?
He can't be ridden, so I don't know.
So what do you think you're going to do with him?
I don't want to have her sell him to someone else and have them have the same thing happen to us.
I don't know what you're going to do with it. I know that Miss Halsey probably got this horse because she had this horse the least amount of time of any of her other horses. That I've already established. So I already established the fact that she probably knew that this horse was not perfect, which is why she decided to sell this horse rather than her other three horses.
He was sound.
It doesn't, let me tell you, Miss Halsey. It doesn't make sense to me to buy a horse in May and you have horses that you've had longer. You buy a horse in May.
No, I had Jesse longer than the other ones that I have.
That's not what you just told me. You told me you bought the horse in May.
May of 2013.
Yes.
The other horses I have bought since I have had him.
Well, that's not what you told me.
Longer.
No, that's not what you told me a moment ago. Moments ago, you told me you had four horses the time that you purchased Jesse. Jesse made the fourth horse. He had three other horses. One you had for 6 months, one you had for a year. Beautiful knot, memory, good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, there's no question in my mind she knew that this horse was a Metz. Because she already knew that a prospective purchaser did not purchase the horse. Did you, by the way, have a conversation with her as to why you weren't purchasing the horse?
Yes.
And you told her what the vet said?
Yes.
All right. So she already had a clue. That doesn't mean she's not going to still try to sell it. Your obligation as purchasers is to purchase a horse and have it checked. That's what your obligation is. It's a horse. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Judge Judy?
That's it.
Pardon, Judge, excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Does this accountant story add up?
Why did you deposit the check early?
It was supposed to be 7 days from the time I prepare her services.
No, that's not, you're changing your story.
Next Judge Judy.
We went to ride him 2 days after we bought him, and I went to lope him, and he tripped and fell to his knees, and I fell off of him.
She tripped him, and that could have made him lame, but the time I sold him, he was not lame.
We haven't loped him since, because every time he does, he trips and falls, and it hurts him.
What happened when he was in their possession, you know, who knows?
He's got poor confirmation. He'll suffer from ring bone. You know, it's just...
something that can't be fixed.
Part of it is his dressage history. He has a controlled movement.
I just feel like we were scammed.
A lot of people think that that is the sign of him bobbing from his controlled movement is a lame horse.
I'm hoping that maybe he can go into a retirement place, graze, and just be a horse, you know, the rest of his life and not be used and not be in pain.
The vet said that he probably stepped wrong to let him rest 10 days and he'd be perfectly fine.
Get a vet check. No matter what, get a vet check.
I'm going to suggest to anybody to get a vet check.